WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Desolate road is destined to become a main battleground.
New Ukraine deal.
We have reached agreement on a ceasefire.
Three winning Powerball tickets.
A nice chunk of change.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Bob Simon.
I'm Scott Pelley. Those stories tonight on 60 Minutes.
Bob Simon, a familiar face on 60 Minutes and a journalist who covered almost every major overseas conflict in the last half century, died yesterday in a New York City car crash. He was 73. Bob Simon got his start in the 1960s on the battlefields of Vietnam.
We're going to pick up an American. All we know about him is that he's at Fire Base Andrews and that he's been hit by shrapnel.
He was there when Nelson Mandela tasted freedom in South Africa.
After 27 years, his head was high and his fist was clenched. Nelson Mandela walked out of Victor Forster prison today like a chief of state.
During the Gulf War in 1991, Simon and three members of his CBS News team spent 40 days in Iraqi prisons.
They took us away. And we eventually wound up in the secret police headquarters called the Muhabarat. And treated very badly.
Former CNN correspondent Frank Sesno.
He was intrepid and brave, and he went into the field even when he wasn't supposed to, because he said to the world, this is my job. I have to be there. I have to be your eyes.
60 Minutes executive producer Jeff Fager says Simon could get to the essence of any story.
He just knew how to tell a story, and he knew how to tell a story so then an audience could get a better appreciation for what was really happening. He was just great at that, a real giant.
Bob Simon's last story for 60 Minutes will air this weekend. It's about the work being done on an Ebola drug. His daughter Tanya produced the report. Overseas now to Minsk, Belarus, and the marathon talks designed to bring an end to the fighting in eastern Ukraine. Russia's president, Vladimir Putin, was the first to declare a breakthrough.
We had to work with the circumstances we had, and we have been able to agree on a lot of things. The first thing is a ceasefire starting at midnight on the 15th of February.
But Ukraine's president says there's still wide disagreement about a lot of things, including autonomy for the battle-torn region. Germany and France were part of these talks. German Chancellor Merkel calls it a glimmer of hope. A House committee begins work today on President Obama's call for a three-year plan to fight ISIS.
As Commander-in-Chief, I will only send our troops into harm's way when it is absolutely necessary for our national security.
Nancy Pelosi and some Democrats worry it might lead to bogged down ground action.
I do think that in the country there is no appetite for any boots on the ground except in limited circumstances, and that scope is the debate that we will be engaged in.
Republicans are concerned the authorization might hamstring military commanders. There was action yesterday in the GOP-controlled House.
On this vote, the yeas are 270, the nays are 152. The bill is passed.
The Keystone XL oil pipeline bill is now cleared Congress. It heads to President Obama, who says he'll veto it. There aren't enough votes to override the veto. Well, today the president signs a bill designed to stem the tide of veteran suicides. CBS's August Skamenka says the measure is named for a Texas Marine sniper who took his own life back in 2011.
The weight of what's experienced on the battlefield translates to an epidemic of 22 veterans that kill themselves every day. Ronaldo Youngblood is an Army staff sergeant.
I've had four people within my units commit suicide.
Justin Masters served as a Marine corporal and knew Clay Hunt, who the legislation is named for.
It might have taken him taking his life, but at least others are, you know, they're taking something from it.
The president's signature will put into motion a range of reforms, including independent reviews of the Pentagon, VA, and their suicide prevention programs. August Skamenka, CBS News, Houston.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
This morning on WCHL, thousands of people fill the pit at UNC on a chilly Wednesday evening to pay tribute to three young Muslim college students who were gunned down the day before in Chapel Hill, allegedly over a parking dispute. University and town leaders gathered at UNC to express their sorrow over the deaths of these three students last night.
Inside Carolina Basketball.
I apologize. The wife of Craig Stephen Hicks, the man arrested on Tuesday night and charged with first-degree murder in the shooting death of three Muslim students, denies that her husband was motivated by racial or religious hatred. Those stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And today is a big day in Chapel Hill for another reason altogether.
The greatest patriarch of all time is being laid to rest today.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL. A lot to tell you about this hour, but first, a quick look at your weather. It is 31 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. You probably have a little frost where you are, so allow yourself a little extra time if you haven't left home already to start your day. Partly sunny, a chance, just a slight chance of sprinkles this afternoon. We're talking about a little rain here. It's going to be breezy. Our high today in the upper 40s, and the temperatures will start to fall in the afternoon. We'll get down to about 40 by the end of the day. Then tonight, cold, clear skies, windy. Very windy, gust up to 35 miles per hour, and our low temperature tonight around 17. It will feel colder. Thousands filled the pit at UNC on a chilly Wednesday night to pay tribute to three young Muslim college students who were gunned down the previous day in Chapel Hill, allegedly over a parking dispute. Many, however, say they believe 46-year-old Craig Stephen Hicks committed a hate crime. WCHL's Danny Hooley attended last night's vigil on campus and has this report.
The vigil began with UNC dental students in their white coats standing together in the center of the pit and holding candles in remembrance of their classmate Diashadi Barakat, his wife Yusur Muhammad Abu Salah, and her sister Razan Muhammad Abu Salah. There were several speakers, including town and university leaders, and friends and family of the three shooting victims. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt thanked everyone for coming out, including busloads of students from NC State and NC Central universities.
As is often the case at a time of tragedy, when you think that you're going to reach out to try to help people, you find that the people you're trying to help are the ones that in fact help you. That has been my experience today as I've talked with groups of students, with faculty, with Imam Abdullah, sitting in and watching the prayer ceremony, and even coming here tonight.
NC State Chancellor Randy Woodson said it was a day to remember the three young students for all they were, all they wanted to be, and what they could have been.
Tonight, we remember Razan, an amazing design student at NC State, an amazing breath of fresh air for the college and for that school. Yusur, an outstanding biology student at NC State, that was so excited, having only been married for 6 weeks, to begin her journey in the dental school here at Carolina. And Dia, if you've met Dia, you know that this is a man that possessed the most amazing bear hug that you could ever experience.
Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt told the crowd that he appeared before them with a broken heart. The mayor paid an emotional tribute to the victims and to the town he said they exemplified.
This community, this university, this town is a welcoming town. It's a compassionate town. It's a peace-loving town. I know this for at least three important reasons. It's the three souls we lost helped not only create but sustain that truth about who we are as a community.
Imam Abdullah Entepli, the chief representative for Muslim affairs at Duke University, said that in his 25 years of studying theology and philosophy, he's never read the passage in any book that could make sense of a tragedy like this. Still, he offered words of hope in troubled times.
Three cruel, hateful bullets snuffed out lives that were just coming to fruition. We cannot undo the hatred. We cannot undo the hate crime. We cannot undo the bullet. I hope we're able to leave here with the faith that at the end of the day, knowledge is somehow more luminous than ignorance. That justice is more beautiful than tyranny. And that most important lesson of all, that love is more divine than hatred.
Dia Barakat's brother Faris said he's comforted by his belief that the victims have gone to paradise, where they are elated and happy. He echoed the Imam's call for peace and tolerance here on earth.
If it is quite possible that this was an act based off of evil and a scared, ignorant man, do not let ignorance propagate in your life. Do not reply to ignorance with ignorance.
Chapel Hill couple Chris and Abby Fulton told WCHL that they came out to show support for the families of the victims.
Three people being brutally murdered so close to home.
Yeah. It's just so sad. It's like the least you can do is come out and say, this is horrifying. I'm here to say this is horrifying and to show you, like, I'm one among many who want to surround you with love from your community as much as possible.
Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Families are grieving after that tragic shooting on Tuesday. 46-year-old Craig Stephen Hicks once again has been arrested and charged with three counts of murder. Police say the motive from their preliminary investigation points to the ongoing dispute of over parking. More information is being released by Chapel Hill Police following that shooting. 911 calls from the scene were released earlier on Wednesday.
Orange County 911, what's the address of the emergency?
This is extremely serious. I was getting dropped off from the bus stop from the Friday Center, and I walked the back way into the neighborhood, and as I was going along the...
Finley Forest Drive, ma'am?
I'm not sure. I think it was off of Summer Walk Circle in Finley Forest. I heard about 8 shots go off in an apartment. I don't know the number. About 3 girls, or at least more than 1 girl screaming, and then there was nothing, and then I heard about 3 more shots go off. And I've never heard gunshots before like that.
Another caller reported nearly a dozen gunshots and multiple screams.
Orange County 911, what's the address of your emergency?
Hi there, I'm walking through the Finley Forest apartment complex in Chapel Hill, and I just heard gunshots. I don't know what building it came from, but I heard kids screaming.
How long did you hear it?
Probably 30 seconds ago.
Okay, how many shots did you hear?
Multiple. I mean, at least between 5 and 10, I would say. But I didn't see anything. I mean, I just heard it, and was close enough I could hear kids screaming.
When you say the screaming, were they screaming words or?
No, just screaming, and it was multiple voices.
Now, there's been a little confusion about exactly whether it's in Chapel Hill or whether it's in Durham, and there's a reason for that confusion because of the court proceedings. The shooting occurred at the Finley Forest condos on Summer Walk Circle, which is close to the Friday Center, and it's actually a Chapel Hill address. But Chapel Hill police technically have jurisdiction over the investigation, but the court proceedings will go forward in Durham County, and that is because it is technically in Durham County. A lot of addresses in Chapel Hill are Durham County addresses. Now, a press conference was held on Wednesday afternoon with Durham District Attorney Roger Eccles, U.S. Attorney Ripley Rand, Abdullah Antepli, Director of Muslim Affairs at Duke University. Rand said his office is serving in an advisory role, and Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue attempted to ease tensions here in our community.
This investigation is in its beginning stages. We recognize it's not very satisfying when we don't take questions right now, but we do not want to do anything to jeopardize what is shaping up to be a very strong investigation. I do think it's important for you to see us here today and see all of these partners here together. We recognize there is global interest in this story, and this is an important opportunity to reassure everyone and every community that we are going to exhaust every possible lead, use every resource we possibly can to be sure that this case comes to its appropriate conclusion. Our hearts go out to the families involved, and we will do our very best for you. Thank you.
That is Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue. The investigation, of course, will continue for a long while, I would imagine. This is such a tough thing for our community to deal with. If you've been around for a while, this probably brings back memories of Wendell Williamson, the shooting incident in downtown Chapel Hill, the Eve Carson tragedy, and our community still struggling to come to grips with all of that. WCHL got reaction on Franklin Street on Wednesday afternoon.
I'm Nick Brenner. I am a senior at UNC, originally from outside of Chicago. It's a horrible tragedy. I think it'll be good to see how the community responds to it and like the solidarity that the students and the other members of our community can show for the victims and their families.
Stephanie Spain. I'm kind of still in shock that this happened like so close. It's just like when it hits at home, it just feels so surreal.
Christina Redd, originally from Phoenix City, Alabama, and I'm a senior at UNC. I think for our community, it really shows that this is an act of violence. This is a hate crime. And the fact that it is I'm so close to our campus and so close to the Chapel Hill community, it's not in Ferguson, it's not in Palestine, it's not in New York, it's not in Atlanta, it's here at home.
My name's Amy Kalinowski. I'm a senior here. I'm a bio major from Greenville, North Carolina. It's really unfortunate that a death and a horrific tragedy has to happen before us humans, us Americans, us Carolinians, have respect for our fellow man and realize that we need to have more respect and more appreciation for each other before a tragedy like this happens again and to prevent something like this happening again.
I'm Niall Iverson. I'm from Iowa City, Iowa. I'm interested to see the motives when they come out. I know there's some discussion about, obviously, it being a hate crime or any other, you know, religiously charged motives, but I think it's important to spread awareness that, you know, this religion is like any other, and it teaches peace, and it's great, and, you know, just because a few individuals happen to be radical shouldn't affect our image of the religion as a whole.
Well, it's safe to say it's not the Chapel Hill that most of us know and love, certainly not the Chapel Hill that I think about. This is a community of openness and tolerance and understanding and all that sort of thing. So that's why we're all having such a problem dealing with all of this. And those are the reactions of random folks on the street talking with WCHL on Wednesday afternoon. Still to come, you're going to hear from the mayor and others on this story. It's 8:16 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. We'll start with traffic. Here is Nikki Morse.
40 eastbound remaining crowded. Expect some brake lights here and there between 751 and Fayetteville Road. North and southbound Durham Freeway as well. Starting to see some slowdowns between Austin Avenue and Mangum Street. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Thanks, Nikki. Turning now to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, it looks like this. Get ready for the cold. Brace yourself. It is 31 degrees this morning, and you may have a little frost on your windshield. Perhaps not, but you probably do. And our temperature right there at the freezing point. Partly sunny today. A chance of a little light rain in the afternoon, probably in the form of just sprinkles. It's going to be breezy later on in the day. In fact, we'll get up to about 48 degrees today, probably about lunchtime or maybe a little later, and then the temperatures will start to fall. In fact, we'll be all the way down to about 40 by the end of the day. Then windy tonight, mostly clear and cold with a low around 17, but some very strong wind gusts up to 35 miles per hour this evening. Wind chill values as low as 5 above. Don't be caught outside tonight unless you have a very important reason for being out there. And don't forget your pets. Get your pets in, please, everybody. And tomorrow, partly sunny, cooler, high only about 35, and then some strong winds tomorrow as well. Wind chill values as low as 4 above in the morning. Friday night, partly cloudy and cold with a low around 18 again. And in case you're wondering about the weekend, partly sunny, not as cool with a high in the upper 40s, thank goodness. Saturday night, clearing, breezy, cold with a low between 10 and 15. So we're not anywhere close to being rid of this really cold weather. WCHL News Time is 8:18. Our community is still in shock following three tragic murders on Tuesday night. Three Muslim college students were shot and killed. 46-year-old Craig Stephen Hicks has been arrested and charged with three counts of first-degree murder. The motive from preliminary investigations points to an ongoing parking dispute. A lot of people feel otherwise, and there have been a lot of people jumping to conclusions on social media and otherwise, and this is a story that has attracted national attention. Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith spoke with WCHL's Aaron Keck on Wednesday afternoon for the first time since hearing the news on Tuesday.
It's always very difficult to explain. I think for peace-loving individuals like ourselves and obviously the Barakats and Mohammeds, that what circumstances would lead someone to respond with a firearm? It's such a foreign concept to so many of us that the struggle is the struggle we're all experiencing, I think, can be expected. It's highly traumatizing, obviously, to the community. But I know that even all of us who are shaken by this, though, I think it our concerns pale, I think, to the pain the families of these young people are experiencing right now. And I think we all need to do what we do best as a community, which is to prove ourselves to be a welcoming, loving, peace-loving town, and express that to the families of these young people. That's the community that they lived in, and it's the community who will remember them.
What have you been doing in the last 24 hours? Who have you spoken with? What have the conversations been that you've had?
Well, I was grateful that our town manager, after hearing about this from Chief Blue, let me know early on about the event that when it occurred.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, immediately my thoughts went to all the young people who live in Finley Forest. It was a community that, at the time I was in law school, hosted a lot of graduate students like Mr. Barakat. And I was concerned for them, but I was also concerned about the whole community there. Mm-hmm. And my heart hung heavy because I was struggling with ideas on how we could help make sure that people felt safe.
Mm-hmm.
And I was relieved when I very soon thereafter heard that Mr. Hicks was in custody.
Mm-hmm.
And that we weren't going to have to be... Our fear wasn't going to have to be amplified by a concern of having anyone at large. Later last night, I had an opportunity to speak with the chancellor. We had a good conversation where I affirmed my thoughts and where my thoughts and prayers were as far as the student body and that had been touched by these crimes in this way. And she expressing her confidence in our police department and in the investigation that we knew was then underway. But between then and this morning, of course, the word of this crime had flown around the world. And I think the first call, although I didn't answer it, my first call was from London this morning. Yeah, and then it really hasn't stopped since.
Mm-hmm. So we're speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt, and I know we're all struggling to make sense of this or to try to, and we're all struggling to come up with things to think about and things to say, but... one of the things that and you don't want to jump to conclusions as to a motive, because there's still a lot of speculation out there. Chapel Hill police have suggested that this may have just been a dispute over parking that just got out of control. Of course, the initial speculation was that this was a hate crime motivated by animosity towards Muslims, and we don't know one way or the other. It's senseless no matter what, but I think one of the things that is starting to emerge, and the district attorney said they wanted to emphasize that this is not part of some widespread organized action against Muslims in North Carolina, which there's no indication that there is, but there's been a lot of talk about that on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook, and that just sort of underscores the fact that there are a lot of people out there in our community and in North Carolina in general and in this country in general who don't feel safe from day to day. They feel targeted. They feel singled out. And whether this was a part of that or not, it's going to add to the tension. And I don't know how we begin to deal with that.
Well, that's right. And I think first we have to all understand where and how folks could be, how this could make them fearful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we should recognize the legitimate fears and concerns that people have in the wake of an incident like this.
That is Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt. You can hear the whole interview on our website at chapelboro.com. He was speaking with Aaron Keck, 823 WCHL. Many people here in Chapel Hill are still searching for answers after that tragic triple homicide of the three Muslim college students on Tuesday night. Police maintain that the motive for the shooting was an ongoing parking dispute between a frustrated resident and neighbors. Others are concerned that racial and religious tensions may have made the victims targets specifically. WCHL's Aaron Keck spoke with Robert Dunham, pastor at University Presbyterian Church, who is a clergy member delivering a statement on the incident.
As leaders of faith communities in Chapel Hill, we deplore the senseless killing of Daya Shadi Barakat, Yusor Muhammad, and Razan Muhammad Abu Saleh, and we share in the profound grief of their families. An attack on any of God's children, our sisters and brothers, is an attack on us all. We renew our pledge to continue the vital work of fostering mutual understanding and respect that cross all lines of difference.
And this was signed by pastors and faith leaders at University Presbyterian, Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, the Church of Reconciliation, the United Church of Chapel Hill, University UMC, Chapel of the Cross, Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, University Baptist Church. I think there are a couple of others as well.
We've added, Rabbi Jen Feldman from Cahila Synagogue and leaders from the Gathering Church and St. Luke AME Zion Church.
Who initially wrote the statement?
We were all in a flurry of emails this morning, and I proposed to write just a brief statement. It's been edited a couple of times, but that is it was essentially a group effort.
So how, as we've been talking about the motives behind the killing, Chapel Hill police saying that it was, and you heard this on CBS, that appears to have stemmed over nothing more than just a dispute over parking, which is senseless. There are people in the community, and this was the initial reaction, based on the fact that all three victims were Muslims, based on the fact that Craig Hicks's Facebook page was full of sort of anti-religious sentiment, that this was a hate crime or something that's motivated by anti-Muslim sentiment, which is equally senseless. How, as people of faith, do we respond to this?
Well, I think our view is we don't know what the motives were. But we do know that within the Muslim community, there's a deep sense that this was a targeted act. And so our attempt here was simply to stand in solidarity with our Muslim brothers and sisters and say, this is senseless, it is pointless, and so much loss of life here, so much potential lost, and we grieve that.
And I spoke with Ibrahim Hooper, who is the spokesman for CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, who was sort of skeptical earlier today that this sort of crime could be committed over something as simple as a parking violation. And I wish I could be as optimistic as that about the human condition, but like any motive you ascribe to this is going to be equally horrible.
It is a horrific act. Under any circumstance, and regardless of the motive, we grieve with their families. That was one primary motive. The other was to say that, not knowing what it was, we wanted to stand with our Muslim sisters and brothers.
Now, that is Robert Dunham speaking with Aaron Keck. And you can hear the full interview with Dunham. There's a lot more to that on our website at chapelboro.com. You might want to know that the funerals for the victims will be held at 1:30 this afternoon at the Islamic Center of Raleigh. Again, the funeral services for the victims at 1:30 today at the Islamic Center in Raleigh. Today is a really big day in Chapel Hill for a lot of reasons. A lot of us really struggling to deal with all of this that has happened this week, but it's been a tough week for other reasons as well, that, of course, the passing of everybody's hero, the legendary Dean Smith, and services, private services for Coach Smith are being held later today. The Smith family will have a private church service. The university asked the public to respect the family's wishes regarding today's private church service, and I emphasize the word private. They're asking that only immediate family and close friends and members of the Carolina basketball family, which, as you can imagine, of all the years extends out to quite a few people. They are certainly invited to today's private church service, but space is limited, and everybody's asking that remain private, or as private as it can be. The university will celebrate the life of Coach Dean Smith for all of us during a public memorial service a week from Sunday on the 22nd at 2 in the afternoon in the Dean Smith Center. The public, fans, and everybody who cared about Coach Smith and what he stood for are invited to attend this event. Again, that is a week from Sunday, the private church service today for the Smith family, and certainly our thoughts and prayers go out to all of them. It is 8:29 at WCHL.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The greatest patriarch of all time is being laid to rest today. This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. I was talking with a few of Dean Smith's players who were in town for his private service before the graveside ceremony today, and we were contemplating all the attributes of this man's life and career. There were so many of them. The wins, 879 when he retired in 1997 as the Division I basketball coach with the most career victories. to 17 ACC regular season titles, the next closest is 12, and more than 30 consecutive years finishing on the top three of the ACC standings. The 13 ACC tournament championships, 11 Final Fours, and 2 NCAA crowns, the NIT championship in 1971 when it meant something special, and the Olympic gold medal in 1976. And, of course, the one the Naismith Hall of Famer was most proud of, a 95%+ graduation rate for his players. Those were all special for sure, but we settled on something less tangible, but more important, from adopting Frank McGuire's former players when he took over as head coach at Carolina in 1961, Smith built the longest sustained and most enduring family for more than a half century and counting, the fabled Carolina basketball family. Name a coach in any sport we discussed that is even close to having the love and loyalty among those adopted players, the more than 250 lettermen he had in his teams, and those who have played for his successors, Bill Guthridge, Matt Doherty, and most amazingly, Roy Williams, because the current Tar Heels were just being born when Smith retired. But Marcus Page is on a testimonial video this week saying he never really knew Coach Smith, but how he feels like he is partly playing for him by all of that has been passed down from Coach Williams. Name any coach anywhere who is even close. Vince Lombardi? No, he only coached the Green Bay Packers for 9 years, and of the five coaches who followed him, only two were his former players. Maybe Red Auerbach, who coached the Boston Celtics to 9 NBA titles, comes the closest because he was succeeded by 5 of his former players. But the Celtics are in no way still Red's family today. Perhaps the coach at Duke, who has built a record to match and maybe surpass Smith on the floor, but who is to follow him and how long will that last? No, Dean Smith is honored by the greatest living legacy in the history of sports, most of whom are here today to celebrate that unparalleled achievement. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Good morning. It is 8:31 at WCHL. We're reporting on the deaths of those three Muslim students on Wednesday night, and more on that coming up in just a moment on WCHL. You will hear from some other folks about that tragic event. And that is on the way, so don't go anywhere. Cold this morning. It is 32 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny. A chance of a little light rain in the afternoon. It's going to be very breezy. Some very strong winds tonight. Wind gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Our temperature tonight at about 17. And because of the wind chill, it's going to feel like it's 5 above zero. So we're talking about really cold weather for at least a few days here, all the way through the weekend, in fact.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's clear to us that buyers benefit from having their own agent, whether a first-time buyer or someone who has done it numerous times. Agents at Franklin Street bring an uncommon body of knowledge and experience to the table.
Finding the right home can be easy or it can be torturous. Getting from contract to actually owning requires tenacity and a clear head. Emotions can run really high during the process on both sides.
People can get really uptight about money, and in our market, we're talking a lot of it. 1 or 2% of the price can be thousands of dollars. We are really good at keeping the numbers in perspective, and negotiating the purchase price is probably the easiest part of the whole thing.
No kidding. Due diligence, inspections and repairs, low appraisals and other loan problems, and the resultant delays in closing. Did we mention that emotions on both sides can make these issues seem insurmountable?
That's why we're here, Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
Hello, this is David with Town Hall Burger and Beer in Durham, across from South Point Mall. We have added 20 draft beer. 12 of them is rotation, and 8 of them which will become a house draft beer. You always know when you go to Town Hall Burger and Beer, you get a great burger. You pick your patty, you pick your bun, you pick all the sauces and dressing you want on it. You know you're going to get a hand-cut fresh fries. All you needed was an addition of great beer selection. Come to Town Hall Burger and Beer now. That's it.
Like having access to cash? Whether you need funds as a safety net or additional dollars for special purchases, at Bank of North Carolina, we're always here to help. For more information, stop by any of our locations in Chapel Hill and the Triangle.
Bank of North Carolina. Delivering more than you expect starts with me. This is Rick Calico, President and CEO. Subject to credit approval, member FDIC.
When you save money and join the 97% of people who are satisfied with GEICO, it can give you goosebumps. But why do we get goosebumps? How did the human brain decide that mimicking the skin of a freshly plucked bird was an appropriate response to excitement? Some human behaviors don't make sense. And some do, like switching to GEICO, which people have been doing for over 75 years. And that gives me goosebumps.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carrboro. You can meet your friends for a delicious lunch or dinner of skillfully prepared contemporary American cuisine, browse the wine shop for an intriguing bottle to take home, or just relax at the beautiful candlelit bar with a spicy margarita or frosty craft beer. Glass Half Full, good food, fine wine, and lots of fun too. Visit us online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com.
Don't miss the WCHL weekend shows designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Discover what's driving Triangle businesses with Today's Business, hosted by Sharon Hill. Learn from professional caregivers how to improve the quality of life for families afflicted with chronic conditions and those on Care and Connections, hosted by Nicole Bruno. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in at 97.9 FM and 1360 AM for more of what you want to hear.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carrboro community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech, online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning, it is 8:36. We have 32 degrees in Chapel Hill, and look for a high today in the upper 40s. Then temperatures will fall. We'll get down to 17 tonight. It is going to be very cold and windy. University and town leaders gathered at UNC yesterday to express their sorrow over the deaths of three Muslim students on Wednesday night. A representative of Muslim Affairs at Duke University said this triple murder is another sign of rising tensions against Islam. Of course, the police say right now their investigation has led them to conclude so far that it was over a parking dispute, but understandably, a lot of people jumping to other conclusions, including some folks who were there yesterday at this press conference. For details, here is WCHL's Jeff Hamlin.
Chancellors from UNC, NC State, North Carolina Central, and two representatives from Duke University gathered for a press conference about the slayings of Dia Barakat, Yusuf Muhammad, and Razan Muhammad Abu Salah. UNC System President Tom Ross says the loss of students' lives is the most difficult thing for teachers to deal with.
I don't know of anything that is more difficult to experience than the loss of a young life, because there's so much hope and so many dreams that die with them. As educators, we see their hopes and dreams every day. And when we lose a young life, it hits really hard.
UNC Chancellor Carol Folt says the murders have brought college students from across the triangle together.
There are students from Chapel Hill, from all the schools that will be here. We also have busloads of students that are coming to us from Duke, from NCCU. Many students from NC State are coming here tonight, and we're going to try to do the same and go back and have another vigil at State tomorrow. And I think, again, this is not only what we want to do today, but we want that to be the path for how we work together on these really important issues about our future.
Abdullah Antepoli, the chief representative of Muslim Affairs at the Duke Islamic Studies Center, says local Muslims are scared because of what he feels is increasing anti-Muslim rhetoric.
That's absolutely the case, that rising anti-Islam and anti-Muslim sentiment in American society has revealed its one of its ugliest faces over this incident.
And Tepoli says he received a number of phone calls from Muslim parents on Wednesday morning purely for their own safety and the safety of their children.
There are several hundred Muslim families in the greater Chapel Hill area, including myself. We didn't send our children to school today. Before we wanted to know what was going on. We wanted to find out more factual information on the ground. The sense of alienation, the sense of vulnerability, I cannot describe. The sense of hundreds of parents calling me, Duke University student parents, and the Chapel Hill community parents, is it safe to send my children to school?
Jeff Hamlin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
That was from a press conference that took place yesterday. Police say the motive, as I mentioned earlier, from this preliminary investigation is an ongoing parking dispute. Suzanne Barakat delivered a statement from her family on Wednesday afternoon following the death of her brother, his wife, and sister-in-law.
6 weeks ago, I cried tears of joy at my baby brother's wedding. Today, we are crying tears of unimaginable pain over the execution-style murders of my brother, Dia, his bride, Yusuf, and her younger sister and best friend, Rosan. Zuya, at 23, a second-year dental student at UNC, was well-known for his all-embracing kindness, lightheartedness, dedication to community service, love for basketball, and anything Steph Curry. Yusuf, 21, who was on track to join him at UNC Dental in the fall, matched his gentle demeanor, had a calming presence, and she and Liat found in one another a kindred spirit. Rosanne, at only 19, was tremendously gifted, studying architecture, incredibly creative, giving, generous, and a loyal friend.
That is Suzanne Barakat delivering a statement from her family yesterday following the death of her brother, his wife, and sister-in-law. Ibrahim Hooper is the National Communications Director for the Council on American-Islamic Relations. He spoke with WCHL's Blake Hodge about the shootings.
We had heard unsubstantiated rumors that there had been incidents of harassment of these individuals by the alleged perpetrator. And I think, there's new information about a parking dispute. You don't shoot three people in the head over a parking dispute. So there's got to be something else going on here, and that's what we need to find out from law enforcement authorities.
What would you like to see as the next step?
Well, I think, as far as I know, law enforcement authorities are investigating it to the best of their ability, and we just hope they expedite the release of information because there's so much speculation on social media about this case. I know sometimes law enforcement authorities are reluctant to release information about motives and other things prematurely, but I think it's critically important in this case to keep the community informed.
And the wife of Craig Stephen Hicks, the man arrested on Tuesday night and charged with first-degree murder in the shooting death of those three people, denies that her husband was motivated by racial or religious hatred. She stood outside the Maitland law firm yesterday with attorneys Rob Maitland and Michelle English in Chapel Hill to speak with reporters. She and her attorneys all insisted that Craig Hicks was simply angry about longstanding parking issues in the Findlay Forest neighborhood where the shootings took place.
First of all, I want to express my deepest sympathy and condolences for the victims. While the official investigation is still ongoing, I am cooperating with the authorities and intend to provide whatever information and assistance I can and provide to them. While I am unable to comment fully on the matter, I can say with my absolute belief that this incident had nothing to do with religion or victims' faith, but in fact was related to the long-standing parking disputes that my husband had with the neighbors. And our neighbors are various religions, races, and creeds. At this point, I do humbly ask that everybody focus on the victim and their families, and please grant us privacy during this difficult time. I was going to say, I work full-time, and he was going to school full-time. That was his job. He was enrolled in a paralegal program at Durham Tech and was due to graduate this May. We were married for 7 years, and that is one thing that I do know about him. He he often champions on his Facebook page for the rights of many individuals, for same-sex marriages, abortion, race. He just believed, and I know that's just one of the things I know about him, is everyone is equal. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what you look like or who you are or what you believe. That's one thing I do know about him.
Mr. Hicks had a long-standing issue in the Findlay Forest neighborhood with their parking regulations. He had attempted to address those issues with the homeowners associations on numerous occasions, unsuccessfully, and that is all public record. And that is why Mrs. Hicks believes that this incident was related to the parking. It is a simple matter. It has nothing to do with the religious faith of the victims. It has nothing to do with terrorism. It has nothing to do with anything but the mundane issue of this man being frustrated day in and day out with not being able to park where he wanted to park. And unfortunately, these victims were there at the wrong time at the wrong place. And my personal opinion is that this highlights the importance of access to mental health care services and us removing in our society the stigma for people to ask for that type of help when they need it. It's not, I would say, normal or within the range of normal behavior for someone to shoot three people over parking issues.
Yeah. I think from what Mrs. Hicks has told us, that her husband did have a concealed weapons permit. He was lawfully carrying a gun. And he was a champion for Second Amendment rights. He thought, he believed strongly in them and the constitutionality behind those. And so I think that's, as far as that goes, what we can say on that issue at this time. I don't think Mrs. Hicks viewed anything that led her to believe that anything like this would ever happen. And so I don't think at this point we can make any further comment, as we're not really aware of what led to this or why this actually happened on his behalf.
As Mrs. Hicks stated in her statement, this was a complete surprise to her. She was aware of her husband's long-standing frustration with the parking issues in their neighborhood, and the importance of this press conference today is to make sure that the message gets out, because in some places the message has been focused solely on the victim's religious beliefs. And the important thing is, and we hope that this press conference brings some relief, some solace to the situation, in that it has nothing to do with the victim's religious beliefs. It had everything to do with a mundane parking spot dispute. At this time, it's our belief that this was had nothing to do with any kind of particular relationship with those victims. Mr. Hicks had a problem with many of his neighbors, various neighbors, and it really had nothing to do with any of these particular neighbors.
That is the voice of Rob Bateland, along with Michelle English. They are the attorneys for Karen Hicks, who was outside the Maitland Law Firm yesterday. You can hear the full press conference on our website, chapelboro.com. Going to get to traffic and weather together in just a moment here, but let me just say, following up on this story, the death of 23-year-old Dia Barakat hit close to home at the Urban Ministries of Durham, where Barakat served as a volunteer. Urban Ministries Director of Development Brian Gilmer says Barakat offered his services to the needy only 2 weeks ago.
You know, he was a part of a group that's been a regular volunteer group here at Urban Ministries of Durham for many years, the Muslim Students Association at UNC Chapel Hill. And we know from his Facebook page that he was here with that group on January the 29th, and they set up tables outside our community cafe and handed out dental supplies and food to homeless people here in our parking lot.
Now, the last Facebook page on Barakat's page showed him handing out supplies and food to over 75 homeless people in downtown Durham with the hashtag DowntownSmiles. Barakat frequently joined with the UNC Muslim Students Association to offer his services. Gilmer says the UNC Muslim Students Association has had an ongoing relationship with Urban Ministries.
They very often will hand out food and supplies to our clients, which is a wonderful way to serve. Urban Ministries of Durham welcomes groups from all faith traditions to come and serve here, and we have certainly Jewish and Christian and Muslim and Hindu groups represented here. So, but, you know, here's a place where, despite differences in cultural backgrounds that people may have, everyone's welcome and everyone can can be of service, and people from all different walks of life can come together to make the community better.
Urban Ministries of Durham helps the poor and the homeless who aren't able to meet their daily needs for food. They shelter about 145 people each night, and they found homes for 289 people all during 2014. WCHL News Time is 8:49. I'm Rod Stutz, and let's turn now to Nikki Morse and find out what's going on with our morning traffic.
Well, the good news is we don't have any reports of any accidents, but 40 eastbound remaining, just a little bit crowded in spots as you approach 751 through Fayetteville Road and Highway 55. North and southbound Durham Freeway remaining slow, though, as you make your way through downtown Durham between Austin Avenue and Mangum Street. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right, Nikki, thank you so much, and we will have news updates throughout the day at the bottom of the hour with Nikki Morse, and we'll be listening for those. And then I will see you tomorrow morning.
You got it.
All right. And now your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Pretty darn cool this morning. It's 32 degrees right now. It's going to start to warm up a little bit soon. Partly sunny. A chance of a little light sprinkling activity this afternoon. We're talking about rain here, of course. It's going to be breezy. Our high today in the upper 40s. Really strong winds later on in the day. In fact, as those winds really crank up, our temperatures will fall down to about 40 by the end of the day. Windy tonight. Mostly clear, colder, low about 17 degrees. Wind gust up to 35 miles per hour this evening. It is not a night that you want to be outside unless you absolutely have to be. Our hats off to all the folks who have jobs where they have to be outside. Wind chill values as low as 5 above tonight. Now, tomorrow, partly sunny, still cool with a high only in the middle 30s. Tomorrow night, it's going to be really cold as well, and we'll have wind chill values down to about 4. And then this weekend's going to be cold, too. Not quite as cold after those winds die down. 8:51 WCHL. And a reminder about all the stories we have on our website at chapelboro.com coming up next.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
This is Bill Cederberg with Cederberg Kitchens and Additions in Chapel Hill. Since 1986, we've been doing renovations and remodeling of all levels and types in the greater Chapel Hill, Durham area. In most remodeling projects, there are a lot of decisions to be made, a lot of details to consider. In fact, layers of details that need to be woven together, and the more planning leads to greater satisfaction with final result. That's where we can make a big difference. People that we work with are generally looking for someone to help with all that detail. We start with an on-site visitation and needs analysis of what our clients want to do. Then we use our expertise to help them understand the challenges of the task and offer opportunities or possibilities of what can be. If you are thinking about remodeling, we'd like to help you decide what plan is best suited to meet your needs, lifestyle, and personality, and then work with you to make sure that all the I's dotted and the T's are crossed and the process is thorough and gets the best result. Go to our website at cedarburgkitchens.com.
This has been the Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insight.
Hi, I'm Mark Vitale from All About Insurance Nationwide in Chapel Hill. Thanks to more than 25,000 satisfied customers, we have built one of Nationwide's largest agencies. The most cost-effective way to cover all insurance needs is through one company and one agent. We are that agency. Call us today at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard and let one of our experienced agents give you a free consultation. We know all about insurance, so you don't have to.
Needing dinner plans for the family? Looking to feed a party? Craving a snack while watching the game? You're in luck because it's always a good time for Wings Over Chapel Hill. Who can resist their fresh, never frozen food brought to your door with free delivery? With 23 flavors of hand-battered wings to choose from, along with ribs, sandwiches, wraps, and fries, Wings Over Chapel Hill is your answer to what's for dinner. Open 7 days a week and late nights on weekends. Give them a call or visit wingsoverchapelhill.com to satisfy your craving fast. It's always a good time for wings.
Hey, Vapor Girl, any new e-liquid flavors you want to talk about?
Oh, maybe 264 new flavors.
264 new flavors? How can that be?
Ron, we just switched to using organic nicotine grown right here in North Carolina.
Organic nicotine? Is it really that much better?
Yes, indeed. I didn't believe it until I tried it myself. It's smooth as a cloud.
Wow, that's 264 new reasons to visit the Vapor Girl. Just go to thevaporgirl.com and click on retail. Vapor Bar locations.
Tar Heel fans, Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game at the Smith Center on March 7th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the big game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, sign up for, or use the ExxonMobil Smart Card at any Cruisers location between now and February 24th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center.
854 WCHL, just want to remind you that we have a litany of stories, audio, comments, interviews, press conferences, etc., all on our website, which is where you can find all of our news stories. Go to chapelboro.com and get all the details about the tragedy that happened earlier in the week. We have a story there on the UNC vigil that took place last night in the UNC campus from Danny Hooley, the 911 calls that came in initially. We have a story about the 23-year-old Dia Shadi Barakat, one of the students who was killed and providing dental aid to Turkey, along with the UNC School of Dentistry. We have press conferences of various officials, including the police chief, Chris Blue, Mark Kleinsmith, the mayor, with his comments, Robert Dunham with his comments, a press conference with other folks, and a statement from the family, and all of this. It's impossible to get it all in 1 hour on the morning show. So go to our website to get all the details there, and we invite your insights as well if you have any on all of this terrible tragedy that's happening. Also, we want to let you know that the funeral services for the victims will be held at 1:30 this afternoon at the Islamic Center in Raleigh. And also, services for legendary UNC basketball head coach are being held today. Now, these are private services. The family has a private church service planned for family, friends, and the Carolina basketball family. The university is asking the public to respect those wishes. And the university will celebrate the life of Coach Smith during a public memorial service a week from Sunday in the Dean Smith Center. The public, fans, and everybody who cared about Coach Smith are invited to attend that event, but not today's. That is a week from Sunday in the Dean Smith Center, appropriately enough. Let's take a moment to celebrate something good happening in our community.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Don Ayler is a distinguished professor of music at the university. He's a clarinetist, a chamber musician, and a conductor. He's an accomplished professor at Carolina, but today we're honoring him as our WCHL hometown hero because of his work with mentoring and leading the Chapel Hill Philharmonia.
The Chapel Hill Philharmonia is a totally community-based organization. We've been here on campus, actually, for 32 years.
Wow.
And it's an organization that is really of the community. It's organic in its growth because it started with members of the university faculty, music faculty, and community members to get together and do some reading and enjoy the best of the repertoire for the orchestra. And now it's grown to an organization of about 80. Mm-hmm. And we traditionally give 4 concerts each year. This year, in our February concert, has traditionally been an opportunity to really celebrate our relationship with the university and to promote and give our members of the orchestra an opportunity to shine outside of the orchestra.
For Don Ayler, the Chapel Hill Philharmonia is a labor of love, and he always gets excited to tell folks about it.
I do. It is a labor of love, but I tell you, it's an opportunity for me each week to stand in front of a terrific group of people. And I have to tell you, these folks are good. They play for the love of it. That's what Philharmonia means. They really work at this, and I feel I can really go after them. Sorry, folks. But I can because they respond, and they really are a wonderful orchestra. I just can't say enough about the people in this group.
If this makes any sense, you may know some of these musicians. You just don't know it.
These are your teachers, your doctors, your friends, your colleagues, your neighbors, people you see on Franklin Street. I mean, they come from a bit further out. They come from around the Triangle area. And you know, the Triangle area is just a very rich cultural area, mm-hmm. especially in the performing arts. I mean, we can go on and on about all the wonderful orchestras that come to the area through various means. And we have an award-winning student orchestra on campus. But the Philharmonia is truly the only totally community orchestra. These people actually pay to play. There's a little bit of a donation fee that they play to take care of our funds. And they are good, I got to tell you.
Want to find out more about the Chapel Hill Philharmonia?
Just type in Chapel Hill Philharmonia, and you will come up with us, and all the information will be right there.
He's an award-winning music professor at Carolina, and he's music director of Chapel Hill Philharmonia because he loves it. Don Ayler, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
Hey, I just want to say before I go that what happened a couple of days ago here in Chapel Hill does not reflect the way things are